Tantor Audio presents Fate and Fury by Quinn Loftus. Narrated by Abby Craden. Prologue. How long must we hope? Hope for help. Hope for redemption. Hope for retribution. Hope for evil to finally lose. Because to be honest, I'm ready to knock Hope to the curb and tell her to step aside while I kick some wicked witch behind. See, I can keep from cussing if I want to, so bite me, bitches. Jen.
I told you she would be beautiful. Decibel held their baby girl in his arms and stared down at her with more adoration than Jen had ever seen in anyone's eyes. He seemed even larger than usual, holding such a tiny person in his arms.
Duh, she came from me. What else could she possibly be?
Jen snorted. Decibel looked up from Cosmina and smiled at her.
She is half mine, you know.
Jen let a wicked smile cross her lips.
As far as you know.
Decibel let out a low growl. Jen knew he couldn't retaliate while he held their daughter. Jen pumped her fist in the air.
Oh, heck yeah. You are going to hold her all the time because you can't do jack when she's in your arms, you big teddy bear.
Decibel stood slowly, looking every bit the predator he was. He walked over to the frilly yellow bassinet that stood at the foot of their bed. It was hideous, but Jackie and Sally had been so proud of it, so Jen endured its presence, but rolled her eyes every time she looked at it. He laid Cosmina down in it gently and caressed her little cheek with a finger. Then his face lifted and his eyes, make that glowing eyes, Jen added to